crisis has slung us into one of the most serious economic situations that we've seen in some years. There has been a huge increase in the level of unemployment, so much so that there is a huge number of people now claiming welfare benefits. Universal credit claims have risen through the roof, and there doesn't seem to be any planning from the executive as to how we move beyond this when, in fact, we get out of lockdown. So basically, if we move and continue moving in the direction we're going, there will need to be a plan between the Department for Communities here and the Department for Economy to ensure that we can cope with the rising demand, but also to ensure that we can navigate a way through this difficulty that we're in at the present time.
The other elephant in the room, of course, is Brexit. That goes ahead, and all indications are that despite what's been happening in the past number of months, Boris Johnson is determined that come hell or high water, whatever the situation is on December the 31st, the UK is not going to seek an extension. The UK is not going to do any further deals. That's worrying.
It is worrying, but everything about Boris Johnson is worrying. And people here on this island, both north and south, realise that Boris Johnson has no mandate here, and he has no understanding of the very difficult situation that we have been put in through no choice of our own. That's something that we will continue to battle. It's something the SDLP have continued to battle both in the Assembly and at Westminster and at Europe as well. We'll ensure that we get the best possible outcome for the people here, but it is tough. It is very difficult, particularly when you're dealing with a Tory administration who are so set on doing their own thing and not listening to the wider concerns of those elected in this area.
And in the shorter term, of course, Westminster is going to have a very big role to play in the recovery of the economy in Northern Ireland in the coming months. Colm Eastwood, of course, in the House of Commons, he'll be fighting the corner, no doubt. But, I mean, he's going to have a tough battle ahead.
Absolutely. And it doesn't help that there's 7 empty Westminster seats there from Northern Ireland that aren't being occupied by Sinn Féin. We need all shoulders to the wheel in order to ensure that our people here, our economy here is looked after. Money is going to be tight beyond this in our business community. Even our schools, our health service, our people out there are going to struggle very much, and are at this present moment in time. Many businesses will struggle to reopen, and in order to ensure that we can get the economy on its feet or pulled back onto its feet, there is going to be a need for a contingency plan from Westminster, but also from the Assembly, working together to ensure that we get through this. And the only way we can do that is by working together, and we need a plan that's in place. At the minute, there is no such plan, which throws all sorts of uncertainty out there and isn't helpful for those businesses that have remained closed for the last 9 or 10 weeks.